New ruins have not yet acquired the weathered patina of age, the true rust of the barons' wars. Not yet put on their ivy, nor equipped themselves with the appropriate bestiary of lizards, bats, screech owls, serpents, speckled toads, and little foxes. New ruins are, for a time, stark and bare, vegetationless and creatureless. Blackened and torn, they smell of fire and mortality. It will not be for long. Very soon, the ruin will be enjungled, engulfed, and the appropriate creatures will revel. Even ruins in city streets will, if they're let alone, come, soon or late, to the same fate. We stumble among those stone foundations and fragments of cellar walls, amongst the ghosts of the exiled merchants and publicans who carried on their gainful trades. Shells of churches gape emptily. Over broken altars, the small yellow dandelions make their pattern. All this will presently be, but at first, there is only the ruin. A mass of torn, charred prayer books strew the stone floor. The statues, tumbled from their niches, have broken in pieces. Rafters and rubble pile knee-deep. The ruin has put on, in its catastrophic, tipsy chaos, a bizarre new charm. The house has put on melodrama. People stop to stare. Here is a domestic scene, wide open, for all to enjoy. Tomorrow or tonight, the gazers feel. Their own dwelling too, maybe even as this. Last night, the house was scenic, flames leaping to the sky. Today, it is squalid and mourn. But out of its dereliction, it flaunts the flag of what is left.